18. Tan Zitong, a scholar and martyr. Tan Zitong, native of Hunan Province. He was a famous reformist who was well versed with both writing and sword. Tan Zitong loved reading extensively and was especially keen on the knowledge of governing and benefiting the people. He also showed remarkable gift in writing. In 1894, the Sino-Chinese War broke out. The corrupt and incompetent Qing government ended up with thorough failure and signed the Treaty of Shimonoseki, one that humiliated the whole nation and forfeited its sovereignty. Tan Zitong felt extremely indignant at the injustice of the invasion by the imperial countries and was against the treaty. He realized that the survival of the nation depended on the reform of rotten feudalism. Between summer and autumn of 1897, Tan Zitong wrote an important book, Treatise on Benevolence, the first reformist philosophical works. In the book, he vehemently lashed on the feudalism. In the early 1898, he went to Hunan to help promote new policies in the current affairs school and make the school a true cradle of reformists. The active Tan Zitong did soon draw the attention from Emperor Guangxu, who was also keen on reform. On September 5th, Emperor Guangxu summoned him again and expressed his determination for reform. On September 18th, Tan Zitong paid a night visit to Yuan Shikai and requested him to lead his army into Beijing to eliminate the conservatives. Because of Yuan's betrayal, the empress ordered to arrest the reformists on the 21st. Tan Zitong tried every means to serve his emperor, but failed. He eventually determined to sacrifice his life for the reform. The Japanese consulate once had their liaison to offer him protection, while Tan Zitong flatly refused. While in jail, Tan Zitong remained at ease and wrote a poem to show his determination. On September 28th, Tan Zitong was sent for execution, fearless. Executed together with him were five other reformists: Lin Xu, Yang Shenzhou, Liu Guangdi, Yang Rei, and Kang Guangren. All were collectively known as the Six Men of Honor of 1898. Their sacrificial heroism were touching to the people watching the execution, while the last words of Tan Zitong encouraged generations to come to devote themselves to their motherland.